What's all the commotion?
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy!
Sally, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
That tickles!
Good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another edition of Homebrew Talk, your monthly internet radio program that unlocks the mysteries of Zymergy and spreads the homebrew gospel one carboy at a time. Homebrew Talk is brought to you by the great people at Grow Radio, Gainesville's very own internet-based, community-driven, volunteer-appreciated, non-corporate, non-profit, completely cool radio station. If you're into indie rock, soul, jazz, you name it, it's there at growradio.org. Homebrew Talk is also brought to you by your Hogtown Brewers, a merry band of beer enthusiasts with a homebrewing problem. Yes, we get together once a month to share recipes, share techniques, and most of all, to share homebrew. Whether you've been doing it for many, many years, or you're just getting involved in the world's coolest hobby, check out what's going on at hogtownbrewers.org. Good evening. My name is John. I'm the head brewer and co-owner of First Magnitude Brewing Company right here on South Main Street, just off South Main Street in Gainesville. And with me, as always, is my homebrew jockey partner, Ron. We will be your hosts for this evening. Ron and I are both proud members of the Hogtown Brewers, have been making beer, mead, and cider in the comfort of our own home for many years, and are both BJCP certified homebrew judges. Hello, Ron.
Hello, John.
Ron, you know, sometimes as homebrewers, we may take days, maybe even weeks, to prepare for brew day. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
I mean, sometimes you may want to go and really research that recipe. You may want to consult with your friends, consult with your homebrew club. Maybe if you're doing an English bitter, maybe you're going to go out and you're going to source those imported hops and malt and those sorts of things.
Is this going to be a killer recipe?
Well, it could be. You know, it could be. Or maybe you're doing a lager or a high gravity beer, and you're going to step it up. You know, and you're going to do a starter, maybe sometimes days in advance, and you really put a lot of effort to get ready for brew day. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
if you do it right. Why not?
If you do it right, you know, it really could take a long time. Then other times, brew day's upon you, and you really haven't gotten anything ready.
No,
but you're just gonna give
wing it.
You're gonna wing it. You're gonna give it the best shot with what you happen to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that being said,
what
kind of show can our listeners expect tonight?
Well, that's almost a stew brew recipe of a show right there.
I'll say.
Well, tonight, as always, in November we have our show Homebrew Beer. Let me try that again. Boy, we're whipping it. Yeah, winging this. Homemade beer, homemade music.
Yep.
My notes were improperly written there. And we've been doing this since this show has started back in 2010.
Yep.
There was the original homemade beer, homemade music. And then we followed that up with sequels such as the beer, The Wrath of Ron and John. And then after that, The Search for Beer. Last year, The Voyage Home for Brew. This year, if you're keeping up with that pattern, would obviously be The Final Beer Frontier. But this is going to be the scrapbook episode.
Okay.
Because, well, we're going to take this November and Thanksgiving show, and we're going to take a break and really, really relax and just kind of listen to some of the cool music that been played. And by that, I mean, on all our November shows in the past, we've always had, it's our one and only show where it's a live band playing live in the studio at Grow Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had quite a bit of that, quite a bit of music over the years. And tonight, well, we're going to open up that musical scrapbook and listen to a few from the past.
Sounds good to me.
So we're not really going to be doing a lot of chatting about homebrew on this episode, but instead we're going to be popping a bottle and listening to some bluegrass music, as mentioned, played over the past years in the Grow Radio Studios. And of course, the band who's playing it, they're our buddies. It's Boiling Oil.
Boiling Oil.
But who is Boiling Oil?
Boiling Oil is a great bluegrass duo here in Gainesville. Max Williams on mando and Chris Demers on guitar. Really talented guys. A lot of fun to see live. They play the second Friday of every month at Lightning Salvage, part of Satchel's here in town. They're great. They just were down at the Riverhawk Music Festival down in Brooksville, and I understand they took second place at the open mic competition down there.
Oh, so, nice.
Yep. And they have a website, boilingoil.com. Leave out the G.
No apostrophe either, though, in that domain name.
Yep. And you can check out any upcoming gigs, but they're great friends of ours, and certainly a lot of fun to see live. And I'm looking forward to hearing some tunes here tonight.
All right, as mentioned, we're not really going to be chatting too much on homebrew tonight, just listening. So we're going to pop a bottle of one of our own homebrews, and I suggest you do too, unless you're driving and listening to this podcast, in which case, hold on there. Wait till you get to your destination.
Yes.
And we're going to get started with their very first performance back in November 2010. It's Boiling Oil.
Tore apart. Oh, yonder goes the meanest man I ever did see. He took my darling little girl far away from me. Well, he grabbed her by the neck and he threw her to the ground. The only sound that's left is the playing of the ground. Come on, Chris. Wife. Oh, yonder goes the meanest man I ever did see. He took my darling little girl far away from me. Well, he grabbed her by the neck and he threw her to the ground. The only sound that's left is the playing of the hound. Yeah. Well, he strapped his body to a cold slab and he started his journey down. He shot that poison in his vein and he started his journey down. Oh, yonder goes the meanest man I ever did see. He took my darling little girl far away from me. Well, he grabbed her by the neck and he throwed her to the ground. The only sound that's left is the baying of the hounds. I said the only sound that's left is the baying of the hounds.
Oh, well,
yeah,
doggy.
So we had a little intro, bluegrass intro, little tour de force there. Max and Chris getting down, following that up with "Baying of the Hound," which I, if I remember correctly, that's off their Woodshed record. If I'm right, I think I'm right.
Yeah. You might be able to hear some of it on boilingoil.com, right?
Yes. Yeah. You can check out some of their music there. So,
yeah. And it's just three guys.
Just two guys.
Wow.
Yeah. They will often have guest musicians in, and they'll play with bass player, banjo, fiddle sometimes. But the core of the band is Max and Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And you said they're still doing Satchels.
Still doing Satchels. That's their
nights?
Only... Friday night, second Friday, I believe, of every month. And if you check out their website, you can get on a mailing list, and they will very conveniently send it to your inbox and say, hey, we're playing. You should come check it out.
Nice guys there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's follow that up with some more. Let's find out what
we're some more Boiling Oil. Come on.
On Earth today, it's Thanksgiving. The crew has to eat synthetic meatloaf. I wanted to look like turkey. Charlie?
Captain Kirk from ship's galley.
Kirk here.
Sir, I put meatloaf in the ovens. There's turkeys in there now. Real turkeys.
Chief, have you...
was an original that I wrote about a 20-mile hike in one day up in the Adirondack Mountains. This next one's an original by Mr. Max Williams, one entitled Maddie Soakey. Max, let's switch places.
Was that switch on or off?
Was that commentary? Okay. Remember, you know, the music. Ignore any comments.
By the way, if you're having meatloaf for Thanksgiving and you're trying to make it look like turkey, uh-huh, don't invite anyone named Charlie. little trick thing for you.
Bad idea.
Do we know the name of that? Any of them?
You know, that first one, as Chris mentioned, was an original. He is from upstate New York, and he visits there a lot and hikes in the Adirondacks and occasionally brings me a brew from Adirondack Brewing Company, which is quite good up there in New York. I can't say I recall the name of that tune, but the second one was an instrumental that Max wrote called Maddie Soakey, Maddie being his daughter. But that's one of my favorites that they do. It's just a pretty amazing, technically challenging, and just awesome song.
Yeah, it sounded good to us as we were listening, popping a bottle, and talking about it.
Yeah.
All right. So continuing from the 2010 edition of Homemade Beer, Homemade Music, we're going to listen to a couple more with a little intro from Betty White.
A lot of people like my pumpkin pie, and of course my carrot cake is obviously legendary. But if there's one thing I'm known for, it's my muffin.
She brought them in to work one more. One little taste and I was gone for Grandma's good old molasses cookies. She said, you can have as many as you want, but once I started, I could not stop eating Grandma's good old molasses cookies. Well, you take some molasses, you take some love, mix them all together, and you put them in the oven for Grandma's good old molasses cookies. Thank you.
from the kitchen. Now I've got a fixin' on the itchin' for a smidgen of grandma.
Grandma.
Good old molasses cookie. I think one day I'll be Georgia bound. Get a little taste of what I found them grandma.
Grandma.
Good old molasses cookie. Well, you take some molasses and you take some love. Mix them all together and you put them in the oven for grandma.
Grandma.
Good old molasses cookies.
Coming back.
farther on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
All right, sweet.
Very nice.
Hey, so on Turkey Day, what kind of beers are we going to have?
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's you know, Turkey Day is really associated with a lot of brown food.
Shall we have a brown ale?
You know, brown ale. I think that would kind of go. You know, when you're doing the food beer pairings, you know, I think you know, you match kind of strength with strength. So yeah, I mean, I think a brown ale. I think a Dunkelweizen.
I'm thinking a Northern English brown or brown porter. Mm-hmm. Certainly with the spot.
Yep.
All those.
Yeah, no doubt. Something you know that can stand up to those rich Turkey Day flavors.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that we did one time an episode of a food pairing. And what I remember was we talked about, for example, Oktoberfest and what pairs with that. And we went through what some professionals said paired with Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. And macaroni and cheese came up with Oktoberfest, which I have no idea how that came up or why the words macaroni and cheese would ever be included in such publications.
Well, you know, the Germans love their mac and cheese.
Yeah. I suppose. Hey, but you know, when you're serving your turkey at home, you know, whatever you like. You know, wheat beers go with everything, but try something a little more, you know, daring, different.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, open up with a Kolsch, maybe.
Sure. Don't just go. You know, don't go with a pale ale. Certainly, don't go with a Miller's.
Yeah, you really do that.
You know. Now the coming up on this next tune is it's the tune they did at the end of our show in 2010. I thought it hit the spot. It's one of my favorite tunes from Boiling Oil, and
you know, I didn't do any interpretation on the last. I just stole your thunder on that great intro, and I should not have done that. But that was a fine. You know, we had another great instrumental jam ahead of that, and then Dark Hollow, which is a classic bluegrass tune that is, gosh, I don't know, that's probably a traditional arrangement. It's been done by Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, of course, Grateful Dead. You know, great classic Dark Hollow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were saying, Ron.
Well, the last break, it was a little on the calm side. This next one, not so much. Here we go. A little more Boiling Oil. Thank you. And there you are. We don't know the name of that song either.
We like it. We like it an awful lot. Those instrumental jams that Boiling Oil do are pretty top-notch, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and glide into the next one. This one is 2012, November, of course. And hang on to your hat.
The opening number on our live album. Now we're going to do one that's also on the live album. This one involves some singing. It's called Pour Yourself a Cup. There are worse things in life than playing my guitar for a few
sometimes it gets so tired.
Yeah, we got a cup.
Yeah. We pour ourselves a cup just about.
we may even know the name of that one.
Yeah, that was Pour Yourself a Cup. That's also a favorite of mine. Chris's kids, Magnolia and David, are good friends of my kids, and he references them in that tune, and that's just, that's some good songwriting as well as some good picking right there.
Absolutely. You know, this is the first, possibly the first homebrew talk since a Little Sad Occasion.
Yes.
With our some NPR gurus that we look up to.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, talking about Tom Magliozzi, one of the Tappet brothers from Car Talk.
Do we know if he's click and or clack?
I don't know if he's click. He is definitely, there's a 50-50 chance that he was click or clack. But, you know, having a new appreciation for talk radio and how difficult it can be to be entertaining.
You just need, we just have a really good laugh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. As Time Magazine recently referenced, you know, who knew you could laugh with a Boston accent? But Tommy could definitely do that, and you know, having done this show, I would always, you know, driving around doing errands on Saturday morning. I wouldn't intentionally do it. I'd click on the radio, and sure enough, Car Talk would be on, and those guys just had such amazing rapport and it was just a fantastic show. Even if you really weren't into car maintenance, I mean, that show was just really enjoyable. And I know that they're still doing Best of Car Talk that you can find and listen to a lot of their podcasts, and God knows they have years worth of them.
Yeah, you know, they actually did a little stat on it that they're going to do replays of Car Talk. And if you've never heard Car Talk before, and they started replays from the beginning to the end, mm-hmm. it would take you years to get through them. I mean, even if they played them every day.
Yeah,
it would take a while.
Yeah, they aren't a couple of dudes who do it once a month, and on occasion do a phone-it-in tape show.
They had 25 years of Car Talk, as I recall.
Yeah,
more 25+.
Yeah, that's
we're catching up though.
Yeah, we are. We got our eyes on it. But rest in peace, Tommy. Best wishes out to Ray. That they were an iconic pair.
Let's go ahead, rev up a next to last session of some boiling oil.
Soon-to-be-released album, and this next one is entitled Two Sips of Water. One, two, ready, go. Well, two sips of water for a die. Jail. Oh, they're coming for to take me from this jail. Well, help me, mama, and go my bed. I ain't got but and I'm going to hell. Two sips of water before I die. Well, two sips of water before I die. Two sips of water before I die. Well, two sips of water before I climb down that ladder. Two sips of water before I die. Tell me about it, Chris. Jig on my bones. Oh, hang me and dance the jig on my bones. Oh, hang me high and hang me low. I'm gonna follow you wherever you go. Two sips of water before I die. Well, two sips of water before I die.
Bury me on a moonlit night, oh Lord. Bury me on a moonlit night, oh Lord. Well, bury me where the cold winds will. I'm gonna die in this dirty old jail. Two sips of water before I die. Well, two sips of water before I die. Two sips of water before I die.
All right. Let me guess. We don't know the name of that one either.
No, I think that was Two Sips of Water. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
You know, you were chatting. You were chatting me up in the tune break there when Max announced the name of that tune. But I think it was Two Sips of Water. That would be
okay.
My guess.
All right. Well, you were listening with one ear and pointing the other one somewhere else.
Something like that. Multitasking.
Yeah. We're about to wind down on the special edition.
Yeah.
Homemade beer, homemade music, the scrapbook edition. And normally at the end of our episodes, we find out if we learned something. Did you learn anything?
Not a damn thing. But I did affirm that Boiling Oil is one of the, you know, best bluegrass bands in Gainesville.
I can concur. Also, I learned, make sure, if you're unsure, if the microphone button's off or not. I'm still not sure.
Yeah.
But I would say that, we're all stuffed here at Homebrew Talk. After all this, we'll be back next month with a regular show of Homebrew Chatter. But if you can't wait, as always, check out our past podcast at homebrewjockey.com. And now, as a send-off for you, here's an alternative extended live dance cut of actually from Songbreak number 4, which is my favorite Boiling Oil song.
All right.
That we don't know the name of. See you next month.